Modern DNA testing is pulling back the veil on our history and heredity. And once in a while, it opens the door to a long-hidden family secret. Who's your daddy?
It really makes you doubt everything.
Hello there, and welcome to, I guess, our first episode of our podcast, Who's Your Daddy? And today's episode, we're going to find out about three small-town kids that become part of a club that I guess we really didn't intend to belong to. So with me, I have two people that, again, are part of the story. Jennifer, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure, I'm Jennifer McMillan.
And then we've got Tim. Tim, if you wouldn't mind, introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. Tim Perkins here.
And then, of course, I'm the one that's talking from the very beginning, and my name's Casey Mullins, and here's our story.
So let's start with, how did we get here? We all grew up together in a small town in Indiana, all friends since probably freshman year, but you guys might go further back than that, right?
We definitely do go further back, and we're introduced kind of a closing loop later on in the story, but we were introduced by Steve Mack.
Steve is the common denominator.
Steve is. Not only did Steve get me in a lot of trouble, but he also introduced me to Tim early on. I wasn't a bowler, but Tim was. So
I used to bowl with Tim every Saturday.
Yep.
I didn't realize that Tim was actually a good bowler. I was a terrible bowler.
And then some other things have caught, you know, had our paths cross. I know that Jennifer and I were in a play together in our freshman year, which was called The Mouse That Roared.
Yes, that's true.
That's how we really, I guess, kind of became friends.
Friends quite a bit through high school, and then we didn't really see each other for quite a while.
No, I was in show choir and doing the jazz hands thing and singing all across the land. So
we went off into our different lives, mm-hmm. and then some interesting things have happened in our lives somewhat recently.
Let's see. So I lived in Columbia City, met with you guys, and then I moved off to Fort Wayne, Indiana, which for most of you that don't know out there that's listening, it's about 30 minutes away. And was it in August or September?
It was, I think, September.
September.
That's right.
I found out that, again, Steve, that his mother had died. So I went to attend the funeral that day, and that's when Jennifer and Tim were there.
It's kind of an interesting thing to think about. You know, we're all in the cemetery. Wasn't a regular funeral in a place, and we all just sort of appeared there. I didn't even notice that you were there right away.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I saw Casey right away.
It was totally.
And there were like
the minute I saw you.
Six of us all together at this funeral in a cemetery. And it was just by happenstance we decided to go out for drinks afterwards.
Yeah, because there wasn't many people, you know, there. You know, we had probably, what, 20 people that were probably there?
Maybe,
So out of.
We were just all there, I think, in support of Steve, because it was kind of a rough time for him.
Yeah, but in great service. And then afterwards, he was like, all right, where are we going to get some drinks? So we went to, what's the name of the place?
Wings Et Cetera.
That's where we just sat down. We all were drinking, having some fun, talking about some things. And I know I left to use the restroom, and when I came back, I noticed that the two people sitting next to me, Tim and Jennifer, were kind of in a, like, really
suddenly
deep
heavy conversation.
Yeah, Steve had brought up the fact that he was asking how my mother was doing, and I said, well, that's kind of a touchy subject. So he asked a little more detail, and he kind of knew the backstory already, so I went into further detail, and to my right were these eyes that just kept opening bigger and bigger and bigger. Little did I know that the story I was giving to Steve and the rest of the group had so much more meaning, because there was two more of them at the table with the exact same story of an MPE event in their lives. And it's just kind of taken off from there, and it's been very, very, very cool.
So you might want to define what an NPE is. An NPE is not parent expected, and it's a phenomena that's sort of becoming popular with common, maybe.
Hey, guess what?
With those taking the commercially available DNA tests, discovering that the parent that they maybe grew up with turns out to not be their biological parent. And so Tim had that discovery, was a year ago?
March 7th, 2017.
March 7th, wow.
And when he was talking about that, I looked over and I was like, Tim, that just happened to me. And so mine happened this year, 2018. Or,
yeah, within so you the, guys are newbies to this whole thing.
Yes, and then you came on the scene and you're like, oh, this happened.
Yeah, I was eavesdropping. Like I said, I just got back from the restroom and here these people were talking. And from what Tim just described, I must have been in there for a long time. So I need to get that checked out. But my experience was, I'm 41 now and it happened when I was 21 years old. That's when I found out that my dad wasn't who I thought he was. Got to listen a little bit more to Tim. It's crazy how three kids that grew up, we lived, within 10 minutes of each other?
Yeah,
tops. You lived out, Jennifer's probably the furthest away, but we all had something similar happen.
And then now to find ourselves in our 40s and relating about a situation that's pretty monumental in our lives is pretty great. I know for me, it's been helpful to connect with other people through a support group, but it means even more to be able to connect with people that I grew up with and have known my whole life about something that's so just major in my life. There were a lot of hugs that day.
It definitely was. Definitely was. And we're all in varying degrees of the experience. I mean, Jennifer being so fresh, I'm kind of in the middle. Casey's a seasoned pro at it.
Why, thank you.
It really does, no matter when the experience happens to you, it always is nice to meet somebody and listen to somebody's ideas, especially being so close as we all were, that it's really helped us grow as people and individuals and not be so afraid to talk about it. And that's what kind of brings us here today.
Mm-hmm. So over the course of the next several episodes of our stories, we're going to share our individual stories about what has happened in our lives, as well as information for those who may be just discovering that they're an NPE or maybe a family member is, and you want to know how to navigate this. Being a relatively new thing, there's not a lot of resources out there, and we, of course, I think, having been through it, would like to be a resource to somebody else, or at least a voice of support through the process. So,
because it's not an easy thing, and again, I've known for a while, and I've been dealing with things my own way, and listening to Tim and Jennifer's story, it's like, wow, there's a lot of things that came back, and writing this down and having these little things that help navigate, I think, is something I'd love to explore going forward. And can my story be first?
Yes.
In the next podcast, can I have...
Yes, you can go first.
I really would like the floor. When's Tim going to talk?
Well, last, forever last.
Saving the best for last. You guys, I'm telling you, Tim's got a story that's just... You guys need to listen. It's gonna blow you away, so...
Thank you for listening to the Who's Your Daddy podcast. Be sure to look for us online on Facebook.com as Who's Your Daddy podcast. And feel free to ask us any questions there that we could address in a future episode.